Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tell us what you think about Chop Robinson. How do you like the Dolphins pick at number 21?
Yeah, I mean, I wish they had picked it like 19. Because you look, I mean, certainly how the first 12 picks went was just bananas. Six quarterbacks, what was it, 14 straight offensive players. It was shaping up pretty good for the Dolphins. And then things kind of took a turn at pick, what was it, 13. Brock Bowers would have been great. He wasn't going to fall at 21. Fulaga, you knew he wasn't going to get to 21. But then really the Latu, Murphy, Dallas Turner, Amarius Mims, Jared Verse, and then the real dagger is Troy Fitano at 20. I thought he would have been absolutely ideal. Can play all over the offensive line, can fill in, you know, a tackle if need be. Would have probably been a guard this year. I know offensive line doesn't really get people's hearts racing, but this was an historically good tackle class. And to me, if they were two or three picks earlier, I don't know if Chop Robinson would be on their roster today. I think they would have taken one of those other guys, but you can only take who's available, right? So you look at the alternatives. Who went after them? Who went after Chop? Quinnion Mitchell, corner, don't need that. Brian Thomas, wide receiver. Certainly a wide receiver three would have been helpful, but, yeah. Terry and Arnold, corner, don't need them. And then, you know, the Jordan Morgans of the world, Graham Bartons of the world, some of those are more guards, I think, than tackles. I think they're kind of a victim of some circumstance here, but we shouldn't think that they settled for Chop Robinson. I mean, based on what they said last night, this is a player that they had been targeting for a long time that they really, really, really think can help them. Are you expecting him to be a 55-60 snap a game guy as a rookie? No, you're not. He's going to be a rotational player early on. So if there is a big criticism, it's he doesn't fill an immediate need. But look, we had dudes coming in off the street to play in the playoff game last year against the Chiefs. I think if you have redundancy at one position, pass rush is a good place to have it.
And Bees, I love Brock Bowers, and I'm not just comparing him to George Kittle because he's white, but Brock Bowers is a bad human being. I watched him torch the Gators for years. But I think Jonnu Smith in this offense can be some special at tight end. And I think they picked up Chop because, and Solana and Hawk and myself were talking off air, this is the end of either Bradley Chubb or Jalen Phillips' Dolphins career when you draft a guy in the first round to come off the edge, correct?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think Bradley Chubb, we'll see that contract, how much longer they have until he can get out of it. But both those guys are playing at a really high level. I think more than anything, it's an insurance policy. It's insurance policy that one, if not both, those two guys won't be ready for the start of the season. Shaq Barrett, he's getting a little long in the tooth. We don't know how much he's going to be able to give that team in 2024. They needed more pass rush. They did, particularly because of their injury situation. They just picked up Jalen Phillips' fifth-year option. He's under contract through 2025. Maybe, you know, it's a Christian Wilkins situation where he prices himself out and they have to let him walk, and then, to your point, they have someone to step in. But I see them looking at the best teams in the National Football League, and they don't just have two good pass rushers. And, you know, yes, will there be some, you know, similarity in styles, and do they play similar positions? Yes, but we don't know what Anthony Weaver's defense is going to look like yet fully. If it's going to look what it did in Baltimore and the multiplicity of the front seven, you got bringing guys from every angle. I, you know, positionless football is kind of overused, and I don't think that's necessarily true. But versatility, I think, is what this team really looks for. And if Chop, for his entire career at Penn State, and I know he started at Maryland, but he was seeing double teams because he was consistently the best pass rusher on his team. Now he's probably the third, fourth, maybe even fifth. We'll see how the season starts. He's not going to see a single double team the entire year. So people who are crushing him for, what, 11.5 career sacks and worry these big splash plays, let's just give it a beat. You know, let's see how it looks when he's not getting double teamed constantly, when he's not the focus of an offensive line's attention. I think they have a role for all three of those dudes going forward. Chubb's the most, you know, if you're looking for one who might have a, you know, an exit ramp at some point, he's the older guy and all that. But you don't give up a first round pick and a ton of money to say goodbye to him after 3 years. That's just not what the plan is.
Bees, just from what I read, it seems like, you know, the biggest area that Chop would have to grow is like his strength. And I mean, he can fly by as an edge rusher, but as far as like defending the run, how's that going to work with him? Something that the Dolphins would have to help him improve. So way too early expectations for him. Third down pass rusher, like, is that fair? If we're just looking at what it is he's going to be able to contribute in year one.
I don't think you're going to be asking him to set the edge. If he's playing again 35, 45, 50, 55 snaps a game, I think it's a reflection of either Phillips or Bradley Chubb not being healthy or something else happening, unfortunate. But, no, you're absolutely right. The role for him will be in sub-packages early on, and then his role will be as big as he lets it be. But, again, yes, is he right now, you know, a situational player? Absolutely. But what he does in those situations, the upside's the moon. And we've talked about his – I think he had the second fastest 10-yard split time in the history of edge rushers, right? His pressure rate his last 2 years at Penn State, according to Pro Football Focus, was like 18.5%. So, you know, one out of every five, six dropbacks, he's in the quarterback's face. Certainly, you got to finish those off with sacks. His win rate, his ESPN pass rush win rate, was like 20%. I mean, these are just ungodly numbers. That if he can do that well, I think you figure out other people who can stop the run, right? I mean, if you bring him in on third downs and certain, you know, second and longs and things like that, and he's blowing up the backfield, I think the pick is absolutely good value.
Adam Beasley, you can read his work at profootballnetwork.com. Bottom line, because we're really up against it here, but the bottom line is Dolphins, in a grand picture, have to at least win a playoff game this upcoming season, probably more. It's been 24 years. Does Chop Robinson, does this roster set up as a team that can win a playoff game? And that's super low expectation.
Yeah, considering how many teams have won a playoff game since the last time the Dolphins did.
And all of them.
Every team in the National Football League. Look, where is that game going to be? Is it going to be on the North Pole again like they did last time around? Chop Robinson probably doesn't help a ton. But if it's a track meet situation where the weather is decent, or if it's in Miami, or, you know, God forbid they have a home playoff game, yes. If it's a traditional game, drop-back passing game, he absolutely helps. If it's, hey, you know, you're just trying to grind out yards. To be honest, the Chiefs did more than that in that game, but if it's a weather game, yeah, you might wish that you got that big old offensive guard to help open up some space for the running game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.